1983 begins with the death of singer Karen Carpenter, age 32. The coroner lists her death as irregularities brought on by chemical imbalances associated with anorexia. Her death brings the disease anorexia nervosa to public recognition. In Australia, large droughts bring concerns for farmers. And February sees the Ash Wednesday bushfires, which claim 72 lives and nearly 2,600 square miles of bushland. Macquarie News reporter Murray Nichols broadcasts the destruction of his own home.
At the moment, I'm watching my house burn down. I'm sitting out on the road in front of my own house where I've lived for 13 or 14 years, and it's going down in front of me. The roof is falling in. It's in flames, and there's nothing I can do about it. Absolutely nothing. There's been a fire unit here from Somertown pumping water till we ran out, and the flames are in the roof. God damn it, it's just beyond belief.
A snap election poll in Australia sees Malcolm Fraser resigning and Bob Hawke becomes the new Labor Prime Minister. 1983 also saw the first computer laptop launched in the USA. American country and western star Slim Pickens dies this year, as well as British actor David Niven, known for his films Paper Tiger and The Seawolves. He dies at the age of 73 of ALS, a form of motor neuron disease. In a strange twist of fate, he dies on the same day as Raymond Massey, his co-star in the films A Matter of Life and Death and The Prisoner of Zenda. April sees the death of one of the greatest guitar bluesmen, Muddy Waters. He dies of a heart attack in Chicago at the age of 68.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
1983 also sees the death of Dennis Wilson from the Beach Boys. He drowns while swimming in the Pacific Ocean from his boat moored in Marina Del Rey, California. British 50s rocker Billy Fury dies of a heart attack. The UK sees Margaret Thatcher reinstated for a second term as Prime Minister, and in the Philippines, Benigno Aquino, the opposition leader, is assassinated at Manila Airport. While in Russia in this year, Yuri Andropov is elected president. Air and space travel make the headlines this year when Sally Ride becomes the first woman in space. She's part of the crew of the space shuttle Challenger. Tensions mount in Korea as Russia shoots down a South Korean airliner, with the loss of 269 lives. The spacecraft Pioneer 10 crosses the orbit of Neptune, the first spacecraft to travel beyond the known planets. Return of the Jedi is released, and on its first day, it grosses $6.2 million. And for the first time in 132 years, America loses the America's Cup yacht race as Alan Bond's Australia 2 yacht wins the final race in Newport, Rhode Island.
I am sailing.
The truth about the Hitler diaries, which had divided historians and editors of major newspapers for 2 weeks, was revealed. They were fakes. A product of a notoriously well-known German forger who had devised the scheme along with the journalist who had claimed to come across them. After 251 episodes, MASH, the series about the 4077 Mobile Field Hospital in South Korea, finds its final resting place.
War isn't hell. War is war and hell is hell. And of the two, war is a lot worse.
How do you figure that, Hawkeye?
Tell me. Who goes to hell?
Sinners, I believe.
Exactly. There are no innocent bystanders in hell.
In Britain, the new £1 coin is introduced. It is a mixture of copper, nickel and zinc to give it its gold appearance. Technology changes as the Swatch Watch is introduced for the first time, and Times Magazine names the computer as its Man of the Year. These were the highlights that formed the year 1983.